The annual Ubud Writers Festival in Bali is about to kick off, but it's going to look very different this year, as you might imagine. No one is flying in because of the pandemic, but there have been some upsides. Australian Janet Deneef is the festival's founder and curator. She spoke to Adeline Ung, who began by asking if she considered cancelling the festival this year.
It was never a question. It was going ahead no matter what, you know, especially because it was born out of tragedy. You know, its aim is to boost the economy and to strengthen communities, etc. So we decided to rebrand. So we called it Kumbali. Kumbali means to return, but also means to kind of go back in a way, you know. So it's that idea that we're bringing Bali back to you in a different format, but nevertheless, it's very Balinese, you know.
I love the optimism in that theme. has it been quite different putting it together this year from previous years? I see you nodding your head.
I know. Well, I was telling the staff since March that we have to go online, and because I was in Italy in February, so I could see the full effect of this tidal wave coming towards me. You know, like I just thought, holy mackerel, this is bigger than I ever imagined. So I came back from Europe and then I said to the team, we have to go online. So I think they were just in a state of shock because it's like, how do we do that? And I thought, yeah, I don't know how to do it either, but we'll find a way. We just ask the experts. So I think by end of June, we realized there is no other choice. I said, let's just make our lives easy or easier and just focus on online and just do that. Let's forget all the other bits and pieces. So yeah, so it's been a totally different experience. And, you know, of course, as everybody knows, not having the energy of people around you, or even now we're close to the festival, but there's not that buzz of writers flying in and meeting them and, you know, having dinner before the event, or, you know, all the little parties.
Getting stuck in traffic jams and meeting them at the airport.
Getting stuck in traffic jams. Yeah, true, true. We're having problems with customs and God knows what else. So it's kind of weird, the fact that the festival's about to happen, but actually we don't have this immense surge of adrenaline, etc. But it's very exciting too, because it's all new technology.
At the same time, I mean, I know you've in the past had some pretty good gets. You know, this year, I'm just looking at the lineup. You've got Kevin Kwan, who is Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People and the author of Crazy Rich Asians. I did meet him in Melbourne so many years ago. At that time, that was before, I think his book had just come out, Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes,
so we didn't know that it was going to be this massive blockbuster that it became.
Yeah.
You've also got former President Barack Obama's sister, author of a children's book. Her name is Maya. And, you know, these are pretty big guns.
Yes.
And also you've got, and I think this is so fitting as well, Ika Kurniawan, the first Indonesian writer to be nominated for a Man Booker International Prize.
Yeah, he's a legend. I just love him. I'm crazy about him. So we've had him before and I've seen him, you know, at other festivals around the world. So I think that was the thing. Once we realised it was fully online, I thought, hey, I can ask whoever I like, you know, because the writers don't have to go anywhere. They can just sit in their bedroom and be interviewed. So I suddenly thought, this is really exciting, and it's certainly something that will continue. So in future, the program will contain an element of these sort of online sessions, because also for the older folk, if they don't want to travel, it's fantastic for them. So yeah, so I started to have fun with the program and like, wow, okay, let's just, you know, play around and see who we can bring on.
So what can virtual attendees sort of expect the experience to be like?
Well, that's the thing. You don't have the social aspect. You can watch cooking. We've got a couple of really hilarious, fun cooking activities. But, yeah, that's, you miss out on the social vibe, just hanging out with people and spying on writers and all that stuff. But I guess it's more in keeping with where people are at the moment anyway, because everyone I talk to, you know, they say, to be honest, we don't feel like going out anyway. So it's perhaps matching how people feel right now too, just sort of being a bit quieter, staying at home, just sort of enjoying things on a low energy sort of level. But what we've added to the program are really beautiful documentaries, etc., because in our aim to bring Bali back to you, we've gone out into the fields. I call it Stories from the Field, and we've been looking at what people are doing back in the villages, etc. It's been really fantastic. A lot of these young people, like the guy that's gone back to his parents' deserted vanilla farm, he's decided to revive that during this time. So we're looking at these really amazing stories of resilience that you'll all be able to watch. And I suppose I can imagine people will take notes, and when they return to Bali, they might actually go and visit these places. So we're trying to create a really broader experience than ever before, actually, as a virtual experience. And we're learning as we go too, so yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And in a sense, this is a time of new story creation inside Indonesia.
Well, it totally is. Yeah, true.
Not strictly in terms of what's happening in an author's mind, but you're watching real life stories of how people are using their creativity out of necessity.
Yeah.
But the story of Bali is changing.
Well, another beautiful story is this weaving in Pejeng, and they've sort of dusted off the looms and decided to start weaving again. So we went to visit their little cottage industry, and it was quite extraordinary because the age of the weavers started at about 25. I've never seen that before. You know, in 30 years, I've never seen young women at the looms, and I've been buying woven fabric forever.
It's a really interesting time if that's happening.
And it's exciting.
Well, the upside of the festival this year, correct me if I'm wrong, is that it's free to attend, but you're accepting donations?
Well, that was, what happened was originally we did plan it to be free, but then one of our major sponsors dropped out and they're going to come back again next year. So we suddenly realised that we actually can't afford to do that. So, you know, I said to the team, we have to survive, we have to be sustainable. So suddenly from being ideally aimed at being all free with a donation option, we realised that we needed to charge a small amount, which is $15 for the entire festival, and then there's an option to donate above that. So the good thing is that we'll keep the sessions available to people for a whole month. We don't expect people to actually sit at home for those 8 days and watch it 24/7, so they can actually access it at any point in over 4 weeks. And then after that, we hope to start doing maybe once a week or once a month or whatever. We'll do other sessions that, just to keep the ball rolling.
Well, $15 is nothing. So.
Well, that's the thing. To Aussies, it's, I mean, for people here, of course, it is a little bit, you know, but I figured, well, it's still in keeping with what you'd pay for a soccer match. And I always look at prices of soccer matches and see how it compares. So. But we just couldn't do it for free in the end because we don't have any core funding like other festivals do. So, and as it is, you know, we're not even sure after the festival how we're going to survive after that. We just felt it was important to create this event and then just, you know, review it afterwards. So you have to pay a small amount.
Well, I don't think that there's anything wrong with asking for that, especially if you're just trying to cover your own costs. Do you expect the conversations this year to be a little different at the festival? Will everything sort of get sifted and framed through the COVID lens?
I guess it's probably inevitable that, you know, there will be a lot of reference to COVID. I think there's so many varied conversations this year. It's an incredibly diverse program, more diverse than ever before, because Kambali is almost really more like a pure arts festival. You know, we've got one of Indonesia's most interesting contemporary architects. We have another guy who's really cool and groovy. He's like a branding marketing expert, but he's really all about community and bringing young people together and focusing on design. And then, you know, musicians, we've got like a rock star who's cooking. We've got the former Ministry of Fisheries and Wildlife, Ibu Susi, she'll also be cooking. And we've got fashion, which I'm crazy about as well. So, yeah, it's totally broad and there should really be something for everybody. We've even got the guy that wrote the amazing book about the last whalers. In eastern Indonesia, there's like a village of Indonesians who are pretty well the last village tribe to catch whales as a sustainable industry too.
A tribe that catches whales.
Yes.
That's mind-bending for me. I cannot picture that in my mind. How does a tribe catch a whole whale?
They catch whales only once a year, I think, when they float through that village, you know. And they don't catch many, and the whale has to last for the whole year. So it's a very interesting. I mean, it's a tradition. It goes back thousands of years because I guess they're on the path, the migrational path of the whale. So just once a year, you catch a whale with a bamboo spear. Yeah, have a look in the program. It's called, the book is by Doug Bock Clark, American guy who was a Fulbright scholar and was actually a student in Indonesia, and he heard about this village. He was only young, and he went and had a look and thought, holy mackerel. He was blown away by the fact that this really ancient tradition still happens in this remote village. So, yeah, we've got stories
that
like
is that. Amazing. Fingers crossed everything will go successfully well. I mean, what you've put on every year is an amazing effort.
Thank you.
Thank you, Janet.
Yes, thank you.
Adelaine Ung there with Janet Deneef. For information about the festival, go to www.ubudwritersfestival.com.